monumental hearing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's former President Trump's description of today's oral arguments in the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity in his appeal of a lower court ruling that he doesn't have immunity in the special counsel's elections interference case.
I think it was made clear, I hope it was made clear, that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president. That's not what the founders had in mind.
In the nearly three-long hearing, the justices peppered both sides with questions about the scope and long-term impact of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. In the former president's business records trial in New York, defense attorneys began their questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer.
The cross-examination began with Pecker explaining that publishing positive stories about Trump was good for his business and that he let Trump know about negative stories as early as 1998, so long before he got involved in politics. Pecker also explained doing similar things, suppressing stories for Arnold Schwarzenegger and also purchasing a story about Tiger Woods.
Fox's Nate Foy at the courthouse in Manhattan. Fallen movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's 2020 New York rape conviction has been overturned by the state court of appeals.
The 4-3 majority finding the trial judge erred by allowing women who were not a part of the case to testify about their own accusations against the disgraced entertainment mogul. Accusations where charges never materialized. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office sent Fox News this statement after the decision came down saying, quote, "We will do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault."
Fox's Alicia Acuna in the NFL draft. USC's Caleb Williams goes to the Bears at number one. The Commanders tap LSU's Jaden Daniels second. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A march by pro-Israel demonstrators on New York's Upper West Side outside the gates of Columbia University, where inside Palestinian supporters continue their tent encampment as protests over the situation in Gaza spread.
Universities across the country scrambling to shut down anti-Israel protests and encampments before they spiral and take over, like at Columbia. Chaos at Emory University in Atlanta as protesters were tased, pepper sprayed, and carried away just hours after they tried to set up an encampment. The school is blaming outside agitators. Police and protesters clashing at Emerson College in Boston after tents in a public alley were removed. More than 100 people were arrested. Campus remains closed to outsiders at the University of Southern California after police were called in and arrested more than 90 people.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. USC now canceling its main stage graduation ceremony 2 weeks from tomorrow over safety concerns. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced new rules for fossil fuel power plants, require they capture their smokestack emissions by 2039 or close down. A Maryland high school athletic director is accused of high-tech vengeance over losing his job.
Police say Dazon Darian faked the voice of Pikesville High School's principal after he got word his contract would not be renewed. Darian is accused of using artificial intelligence to create the audio recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments. Baltimore County Public Schools Superintendent Miriam Rogers says when the recording emerged, they knew they had a problem on their hands.
We made it clear that we couldn't attest to the veracity of the recording. We asked everyone not to rush to judgment.
But the clip spread quickly on social media, resulting in a flood of hate-filled responses and phone calls to the high school office. Darian is in custody and charged with theft, stalking, and retaliating against a witness.
Fox's Tom Rigotti, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.